Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the Brighter Side of Recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Thank you, thank you. And oh my gosh, happy Halloween to everybody out there. I can't believe it's already Halloween. I'm telling you, the Kim Pagano Show has been so busy. And I want to take a moment to introduce everybody that's here. Sherry Gaba, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm fantastic. Happy Halloween. Thanks. Although it's been quite a few years since it's been like a holiday I've been super involved in. But someday I will be.
Well, you
someday
know,
when I'm a grandparent. Someday.
There you go. Right. There you go. Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've got all my ghosts and goblins out. I'm ready to go tonight.
There you go. There you go. And Susan Lynn is with us in the studio. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, how's it going?
Everything's good over here. Kids getting ready to go out trick-or-treating.
What are they going to be?
Aubrey is going to be the girl from that Adam Sandler haunted cartoon thing, whatever that one is. It's the cute little girl in that. A bizarre costume, but yes, that's what she's going to be. And I just hope Cole goes out as a hockey player. That's scary
that's
enough,
easy,
right?
Right? That's an easy costume. That's like what Louis used to do. He always had his race suit on, you know, although he always dressed up as a girl somehow, some way. He'd start off with that, and I'd be like, okay, good. And then what if your kids pick the wrong costumes? Is there a wrong costume?
My son always starts off with like all these things, and then he ends up to be at the end, when he was little, always a ninja warrior and never wore it. Like pieces would come off because they get hot. They get this, yeah.
And they come out with their pillowcases just to get candy.
Absolutely, yeah, because I don't think they really probably love dressing up.
Yeah, well, anyways, again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, again, thank you so much for letting us into your home, into your car, wherever you are, your business, wherever you're listening. I do want to remind you that we've got so many ways to listen to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got our podcast on all of your smartphones, and we so appreciate you tuning in. I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and we would love to be a part of that. In fact, this week I talked about trick-or-treat, and instead of Halloween, really just are you honoring your life? Are you being, you know, faithful to who you are? Or are you tricking
yourself? I love that.
Yeah.
You're just becoming the
like
regular writer here. I'm so proud of you, Kim.
I know. I'm telling you. And so, you know, some of us have our masks on all the time. And what if we just let our, you know, our authentic person be who we are? And
but
just
what if that authentic person's too crazy.
It's okay, because that's who you are. And that's who, and those are the people that you're going to attract in your life. And that's why I love the show. So again, I want to thank Soba Recovery is one of our big sponsors for our recovery show. I do want to remind everybody of our 6 to 8 shows every morning and every Saturday morning. And of course, that will be, we did that this morning. If you didn't tune in, you can always go to our website, Kim Pagano Show, and listen there. We also want to have you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all those great things. I do want to just do a really quick thank you to Taste of Ojai. That was like amazing. The weather was so nice and was beautiful out there. Also, Rubicon Theater for My Fair Lady. Oh my God, if you haven't already seen that, I'm telling you, you got to go check it out. They did an amazing job. And also Cabrillo, I always say that, don't I, Tom? Cabrillo Music Theater, Damn Yankees. I'm telling you, it's a great show. You got to go see that. Also, I did the Fork It Over, and that was amazing. All the proceeds went to the Girl Scouts of Central California. And of course, we had our business expo, and that's the Latino Business Expo. I'm telling you, this was a full week, and I love it. I love it. And I want to thank my husband for attending almost all of those with me. I mean, he's such a trooper. So also, I want to just remind everybody that NABO Awards is coming up, and nominations are being accepted right now until November 24th. So visit them on www.nabovc.org/events/Bravo2016. All right, Tom, we have so many things to give away. And of course, our number here is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. All we want you to do is just call us, leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about. We've had so many winners, and in fact, I was so excited to see a bunch of my winners at all my events. It's so fun to put a face to our winners. So call in. We want to hear from you. I want to get to know you. Our team calls everybody back and just really connects with them so that we could kind of, know who we're talking to. And that's one of the things that I love about it. I want to just start off with really quick before Tom talks about all of our giveaways. Self-confidence is the foundation of all great success and achievement. And I just think we just need to own it. We just need to own who we are and honor that. I do want to talk about our guest today. Carol Marie Downing is going to be talking about her book, Singing Beyond Sorrow. And she's going to share a year of grief, gratitude, and grace with us. And thank you, Susan Lynn, for sharing her with all of us. Also, we've got Valerie Silvera, and she's going to be talking about Still Standing After All the Tears. If you have somebody or you have something that you want to share on the Brighter Side of Recovery, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call. Again, 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about all those great giveaways?
How about restaurants? Paul Martin's. We have a gift certificate for Paul Martin's, along with that, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and a free kids meal at our favorite hockey place to have a burger, and that is The Habit. How about November 4th, Westlake Village Twin presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, very popular with our favorite local comedian, that's Jason Love, then another great comedian, Craig Ferguson, at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that'll be December 12th. How about on November 29th, get into the holiday and Christmas spirit with Wynonna Judd and the Big Noise Christmas. That's what Kim has to give away this afternoon on Halloween for the 2 o'clock hour.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Let's just start off with some laughter. And November 4th, Westlake Village Twin presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. That's 7:30. It's a great, I'm telling you, it's just so much fun. Middle of the week to just kind of put your hair down and laugh a little bit with Jason Love, Mark Eddy, and Paul Morosi. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And let's bring our first guest on. Carol, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kim.
You are so welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us.
Sure. I'm the author of the recent book, Singing Beyond Sorrow, A Year of Grief, Gratitude, and Grace. I currently work as a parenting and grief coach and supporting my book in the world, and was a previous hospice nurse, and have really just gathered all of my both professional and now personal experience in grief to be able to share and help in healing for others.
Carol, I'm just curious, did you become a grief nurse after the loss that you endured, losing your husband?
No, I was actually a hospice nurse by probably about 15 years ago and worked in hospice, really loved that work, and then gradually at the time when my husband became sick was transitioning towards working in more of a spiritual and emotional support for people at the end of life.
Interesting, because I was a hospice social worker. I don't know if you guys knew that. And later on, you know, I lost my dad to cancer. So it's so interesting how everything we do in life
is a training for what we're going through somehow, some way.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Carol, you know, so that was a great question that Sherry asked. How did your experience help you with something so close to your heart?
Sure. I think it really helped to have kind of the professional and, you know, theoretical background. But what I really learned is that experiencing it was what helped me begin to get through it, just to understand how deeply we're affected when we have a big loss in our lives.
It's amazing when you do hospice work or somebody pass. Well, let's say when you do hospice work, people will say to me, how can you do that? I mean, how could, I'm sure you heard that all the time when you were doing that kind of work. Like, what, like that must be so depressing. And you know what? It's like an honor to be with someone that it, that isn't necessarily a family member in the end, although it was an honor when I was there for my dad. But
And you know what? I just, you know, this last or the last this week, I was with Assisted One, and I want to thank them for being one of our advertisers and sponsoring our show. But my son's mom passed away, and I was over there, and the team, the hospice team that they had there was just amazing. And I asked the same question, how could you possibly do this? And they were like, you know, it's very special. It is. It's like being invited to the last part of somebody's life. Yeah.
Carol, I have a question for you. Unfortunately, it seems like I have two small children, and there it seems there are more and more kids who are losing one parent to cancer or to something while they're going through elementary school. What can you tell our listeners that you would like people to do for your son, like another parent, something that they should keep in mind when they're with a child that has recently lost a parent?
Sure. I think, you know, one of the things that was really important for my son is just really maintaining routine and connection and reminding them that there's a lot of adults out there who love and them. So, and being open to them being able to talk about it however they want to.
That's what I was going to ask you, because they were in my car one day, and they were saying this little boy's mom had passed away, and they were saying something, and someone said something about the mom, and then he said something about the mom, and they were like being silly. They were saying silly kid things, and I looked in my rearview mirror because I was kind of curious to see how they would all respond to this person saying something about his mom. And, you know, they never batted an eye. They just kept going as if his mom was still with them.
Yes. And they, you know, like our triggers for grief are so much different than children. And I feel like they can sometimes move more quickly through time as well. Like they'll acknowledge it and then move into play or whatever's next.
I think the best part for children is that they don't realize the permanence of death. And I think that's a gift for them. I think they don't realize the permanence of it.
Well, as young children, they don't realize it. But as teenagers, there's so much suicide, they don't realize it either. And that
exactly.
It's permanent. And I think that's one of the realizations. You know, we had a suicide show and got so many callers. And it's something that we really need to talk about to our children. Susan, I know you work with hospice too.
I have worked with hospice in the past. I have a question for Carol. In your book, I know one of the basic principles is that you use gratitude to move through grief. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. You know, what I found is that, you know, grief was so intense and there was such a depth there of loss and sorrow. And yet what I found, and especially my son helped me find this in talking about children, that gratitude for his joy really helped pull me through each day. If I could just find one simple thing to move through, made such a difference.
Can you give us an example of that? One that comes to mind from when I read your book is a time when you were in the post office and you ended up being grateful for your shoes.
I love it.
I do. It was a moment. I'll never forget that moment. I was actually trying to figure out our life insurance forms. I'd gotten lost in the mail, and I was just devastated and didn't want to be there. And in next to me walked a new bride, and she was had all of these invitations that she was sending off. And I looked at her, and I thought, how can this be? And I'm sending off life insurance forms, and here she is sending out invitations to her wedding. And I realized I was going to get caught in a wave of grief, and I immediately just found my feet, and in that moment focused on how grateful I was that I could feel my feet and then I had shoes, and I just let that be my focus rather than the overwhelming storm of grief that I felt kind of kicking me over there in the post office.
Wow, Carol, thank you so much, and Susan, for bringing that moment out. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Carol Marie Downing. Carol, can you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Sure.
Great. We're talking again, like I said, Carol Marie Downing, her book, Singing Beyond Sorrow. And I thank you so much for being here. Stay with us. I'd love to do another giveaway. And, of course, we've got some Winoma Judd and Big Noise Christmas tickets. That's November 29th over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, a Halloween day. And of course, gosh, what a great day we've had so far. So many amazing events, and we've got a couple more events that are coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit about those. I do want to remind everybody that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If there's something that you're recovering from in your life that you need to talk with somebody, or you just need to share it with somebody, we want to be here for you. That's what Sherry Gaba does. Sherry, you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, I also want to tell people my blog this month on sherrygaba.com is about recovery and how it can include many things. It can include death and loss. It's not just, you know, drugs and alcohol and addiction.
Well, yeah,
it's anything that you're...
And really, that's what our show is about, anything that you're waking up to in life. And, of course, we're talking with Carol Marie Downing right now. And I'm so glad Jennifer's here with us, and Susan Lynn, and, of course, Tom, and I'm Kim. And we're talking about her book, Singing Beyond Sorrow. And, Carol, thank you so much for sharing, you know, this journey. Can you tell us a little bit about how long has it been since your husband passed away?
He passed away about 3.5 years ago now.
And did he pass away from cancer? Is that what he?
He had cancer.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, having the experience that you had previous, what would you say if somebody else is going through this kind of journey? You know, and you can never be prepared for something like this, but what is something that, you know, really helped you get through this?
I think, you know, one of the things that I found is that grief felt so overwhelming on so many levels, and I would often get caught up in so much fear and sorrow. And what really helped me to come through was to see if I could find myself in the present moment, also find something small to be grateful for. And the more that I could stay in the present moment and not spin off into fear of the future, I found it much easier to navigate the days, especially as a parent.
Mm. Maybe talk a little bit about the stages of grief. You know, what can someone anticipate during those stages?
Sure. Well, I think the stages of grief, while can be very helpful to go through, you know, shock and denial and anger and acceptance, that what I found, especially experiencing grief rather than, you know, working in it professionally, was that I could move through all 5 stages of those grief in a minute or a day, that I found that it wasn't a really gradual, clear process over time, but that I would move through a variety of all those different stages and emotions. And I now rather think of grief as a cycle, like a spiral, where the spiral just gets bigger over time, where we don't get hit as often with waves of grief, and there's more times of healing and hope that come over time, as opposed to a specific stage that we move through.
That's funny, Carol. I always say to people, you'll always be sad, but eventually that sadness in your heart will sort of move to the back, and it won't be the forefront all the time, but you'll always be sad.
You know, what I find interesting is that you having a young boy, I having an elderly mother, I was so preoccupied with taking care of my mother after my dad died last year that it's only now, the second 6 months of the first year, that I'm really, really sad, because you're so focused, and I guess you were really focused on taking care of your little boy.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is I had lost a baby, and this has been, she would be 30 this year. And I don't know. I mean, I'm so grateful for my grandchildren, but it really has touched my heart. And how could that be 30 years later? Of, you know, it's something that never really leaves
never
your heart.
Away.
It's kind of like time just, it heals it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't, you never forget it. And you know, just, I don't know, grief is really, it's something that, it's kind of a lesson in our life, you know? But what I want to ask you, how did you handle your 6-year-old? I mean,
that's what I want to know. How did you manage that, his feelings and your feelings, and still keep your family together?
Sure. Well, you know, luckily, one of the things that I was aware of shortly after my husband died is that my son was just relieved to have me back, I think, because of the amount of care that I was doing. And he wasn't aware of the permanence of the loss. We touched on this a little bit before. So he was much more willing to be in life than I was. And so I feel like I got a little bit of a break to have room for myself to grieve before his grief really hit. You know, so I think in that first year, it was really me just taking the energy of what's most important. How do I take care of the basics for him and get myself through this time?
Carol, did you have a lot of family around you?
I have a stepson who lives here in town, so he was present. My mom lives from out of town, but she stayed for several months afterwards, so that was very helpful. But after about the first 6 months, it was really me trying to navigate with...
Well, that's what happens. Everybody kind of goes away. I mean, like, I had a lot of people at the funeral, and people were amazing in the very beginning, and then suddenly they just think, okay, she must be fine now, and that's really when you need people.
I don't think
exactly.
that they think that... It's
not on their mind.
I just think that everybody is living with such a full plate.
Totally.
And sadly, you have to at some point. It's like when you've been sick for, you know, with the flu. At some point, even though you're tired, you've got to just get up and do it.
Right.
You know, and
kind of take your life back.
Mm-hmm.
Not an easy thing. It really
is.
No, not easy at all.
Again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Carol Marie Downing. What are we going to find in your book, Carol? I know we're talking about your journey. Are we going to find some... Are there tips in there that you've learned that you wanted to share with people? Tell us what we're going to find.
There are, sure. Well, I mean, just to kind of help people understand the book, I wrote it really for myself as a journal of a way to get through that first year. And it was later that I realized it might be helpful for others. And what I hear people find in it that's helpful is that it's really the inside experience of grief, written from inside of it, so that I think what anyone who's experiencing grief will find is acknowledgement, validation, and understanding of what they may be experiencing is really quite normal to be experiencing. And then really also some tips of how gratitude can pull us forward, how small steps towards embracing life can move us through times of very difficult loss.
Wow. Okay. And thank you so much for, again, sharing your journey with us. Where do we find your book?
You can find it through Amazon.com, through Barnes & Noble. It's available on all the major ebook sellers as well as in paper. And you can find it through my website, which is cmdowning.com.
Great. And let me ask you a question. Is this your first book?
This is my first book. It's my first published book, I should say. I've written really my whole life, but this is my first book.
Ah, okay. And so when you were writing this book, is it something that was actually healing you at the same time?
It was healing me. And like I said, I didn't really intend for it to be a book, but after about 6 months, I began to see how helpful it might be for others.
So it was like you're journaling. You were journaling your experience that first year?
Yeah, because
it is daily. It's monthly, daily, and I love that. If you could leave us with the brighter side of life through this journey, and of course, you know, with no doubt that this is one of the most painful things that we could all go through, losing our partner and, you know, our whole life changes. What was some of the most helpful things through this period of your life?
Well, I think if I really touch into the most important thing is to understand that the depth of grief really opens us up to the possibility of how deeply and clearly we can love another person in our lives. And so that grief really is an aspect of love.
Wow. And it's almost like love somebody enough to let them go.
Absolutely, and that moving into our new life is the acceptance of letting them go on this physical awareness, but that love that we hold for them is always present with us.
How beautiful. What a beautiful thought.
And how are you and your son doing today?
That's what I was going. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, we are doing really well. You know, grief still does catch us, but it's in moments now what I find is that, you know, it's bittersweet rather than just sorrow, that we remember the love that we had and the memories, are able to have some lightness to them now.
Wow.
We're doing quite well.
Your son being 9 now, correct?
He's 10. He's
10.
Just turned 10.
Where is he at emotionally with this?
So, you know, he's... there'll be times, especially at night, at bedtime, where he still is really challenged. What I find is that he grieves developmentally when there's a big change in his life. And this is one of the things I learned about kids, that he will go through a bump of grief when he realizes, you know, his father's not there for him starting fifth grade, which was a big milestone.
Mm.
So it's just, I know that over time there'll be those things, graduations and weddings and things that will miss him. And those bring up challenges for him, especially as he begins to more cognitively understand what it means to have lost his father.
You know, I just want to say, losing my baby, I always feel like, you know, and I'm sure with your husband, that you always have another angel looking down on you. And I hope that maybe that's something that you could share with your son, that he has an angel that's always looking down on him. And I really believe that you know, that their souls are still here with us, and that they live on in our memories and in our hearts, and so they might be physically gone, but as far as them being here in our hearts, and just really in spirit.
Absolutely. And that presence of loving,
is
it never disappears.
I totally agree. Well, thank you again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And Carol Marie Downing, I wish you the best journey through all of your findings. And I thank you for sharing your journey here.
Thank you so much, Kim. Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Valerie Silvera. And we're going to be talking about still standing after all the tears. And, again, I do want to remind everybody, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you have a story, you have something that you want to share in your life, we want to hear from all of you. That's what this show is about, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I also want to remind you of our morning shows, and that's 6 to 8. It's The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, that's really what we're talking about all the way through. Sometimes we have some bumps in our life, and we just need the love and support of all of us to lift ourselves up. I do want to do a giveaway, and I have got a pair of tickets, and that is for My Fair Lady. Rubicon Theater presents that, and of course, it's going to be playing from now to November 15th. I saw it. It's an amazing show, and I'd love to send a couple people out there, so call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. Again, I want to remind you, if you missed any of our morning shows, I want to remind you that we are here. We talk about the brighter side of life. We've got lots of events that we talk about, we want to be a part of. And if you have a business or an event that you want to share on the Kim Pagano Show, you want us to promote it and share with you and advertise about it, we would love to do that. I do want to do another giveaway. It's actually the last weekend for Halloween, and I've got Halloween tickets, and that's at the Halloween Haunt, Dead Zone 805, and of course, that's over at 5353 Walker Street in Ventura right here, and I'm telling you, oh my God, all of our listeners that have been going out there have been having the greatest time. So again, call in right now, 805 805- 419-0008. Our next guest, Valerie Silvera. And we're going to be talking about still standing after all the tears. Valerie, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about your story and why you wrote your book and who you are.
Well, unfortunately, I am one of many, many, many mothers who had a child who was gifted, an athlete, went to youth groups, popular, you know, the least likely for something like this to happen. And unfortunately, when she was around 16, things started to go sideways, and she started to head into a really bad direction, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and she's pretty smart, so it was really hard to figure out. To make a very long story short, in 2004, at the age of 18, her ex-boyfriend shot her.
Oh, dear Lord. Wow.
Yes. And it was an abdominal gunshot wound, and really, miraculously, her life was spared. And I figured, you know, that has to be the worst thing that could happen in my life, and certainly in her life. But unfortunately, as I like to say, I was going to have to put on my seatbelt and strap down my shoulder harness because my ride on the roller coaster from hell was about to get a lot worse.
Oh, my God. How could it get any worse than that? I mean, that's like a parent's nightmare.
Just to give us some perspective on all of this, was your daughter involved in something that this all came together? Was she involved in drugs, or how did this happen?
Well, now I know that she was. At the time, it was very difficult to figure out. Like I said, she's very smart, very crafty.
I was just going to say that word, crafty. There's the crafty people. The I ones think it, really
I want to say crafty, but I really want to say manipulative. Is that correct?
That's very correct.
It probably is.
This is Sherry, Valerie. Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
You know, it's interesting. Some of the symptoms or some of the things that they reveal themselves in ways you can't imagine. It isn't like your kid walks in one morning and, you know, they're eating the refrigerator. You know, it's not obvious, the signs of drug addiction. It's not as obvious. Like someone gets in a car accident, someone gets shot. I mean, things happen that you can't even believe and you don't realize what it is.
Well, we're so naive to our
That's
life.
That's a really good point.
We're so naive unless you are a parent that has either gone through it.
Or a spouse.
Or a
child of an alcoholic.
Yeah,
or
you are in the business of looking in and, you know, almost like a private investigator. I kind of almost encourage parents nowadays to be that private investigator, you know, and I know that's sad to say in a sense.
No, I think that's completely the best way to parent.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was young, flat out, my mom would say, if it's out, I will read it.
Yeah.
So papers, letters, notes, if I hear you talking on my phone, I will listen.
Yeah.
There
well,
was no
and I
privacy.
Went, and so I went one step further with my four children. I said, if I'm not there, I've got eyes that will be. And as parents in our community, I was like, you tell me, you see my kids, you know, doing something, I want to know about it. But there's a lot of parents that don't want to know about
unless
it.
It's in their face. I mean, like my brother, who was like, you know, growing a pot plant in the backyard. Well, that's a kind of obvious sign. But there are some signs you just don't see. So maybe tell parents what some of those signs might be that there's trouble.
Well, clearly there was trouble when she was a good student and her grades were slipping. She didn't want to go to that school anymore, even though, like I said, she was popular. She played select sports. So a personality change, definitely. Behavior change, absolutely. The problem that I was having is that I couldn't get her to admit anything. And as one of you said earlier, unless there is a drug charge or you find drugs or something, it's a little difficult. And by the way, I was a snoopy mom.
You were
a
what?
I searched through her room.
And she hid it.
That's how you probably knew. You just couldn't prove it.
Did you start looking at her texts? You know, I have some arguments with some of the parents that I see. Like, I feel that if they think there's some problem relationship, I think they have a right to be looking at their kids' phones and texts.
Valerie, how old did you say your daughter was?
Well, my daughter will be 30 in January, so times were a little bit different 16 years ago when all of this started.
So she was 18. How old was she?
She was 16 really when the trouble began. She started to change. It was 18 when she was shot. And by the way, I did know that the guy who shot her, who I call in my book the guy, because I don't even want to speak his name, but he, it turned out to be that he was in a gang. And we're actually from Seattle, and I don't actually really know that area. We live in the east side in a town called Bellevue, and we were nowhere near any of this. You would have to make your way into the area of Seattle where he lived. And so, unfortunately now, especially with girls, there's a lot of fascination with the bad boy. And you know, way back in the day, when we were younger, what was a bad boy?
A bad boy was somebody who liked a lot of girls.
Drove a fast car.
Yeah, you know.
Had an earring in his ear.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, tore off his shirts, right? You know, I mean, a t-shirt, right? I know, bad boys now.
The stakes are so much higher now.
It's scary for our children. I always like have to shoot to the end. Is your daughter okay today?
She is alive. Today she's addicted to heroin. So that's what I said when I said the ride on the roller coaster somehow, because the shooting was an event and she lived through it as traumatic as it was. And yes, she went to prison and all that stuff. But all of that was something that you can't even imagine living through, right? I didn't know what a 9mm bullet was. I didn't know a lot of things that I unfortunately had to learn. And so the reason I'm saying that is because if you're a mom of an addict, a family member, it certainly has just as difficult, well, I shouldn't say that. They don't have as difficult of a road as the mother. We have a certain relationship with our kids, a responsibility to protect them. You know, we're the mama bears. And when your child is on a freight train headed toward a brick wall and you can't stop them, it's devastating.
Valerie, are you married?
Yes.
Was your husband part of your team?
Yes, but he's her stepfather, for one thing. And but even her father, it's different. I'm not saying that our relationship is more important or anything, but the relationship that a mother has with her children is unique.
I totally agree with that. I don't even think it's... I almost want to, like, clarify that. I don't think it's different. I think men handle it differently. Women, we're like, it's from the womb.
Well, right. like you said, Valerie, in your statement, it was like a roller coaster ride. You know, put on your helmet and get ready to go. I think for men, they need to put it in a box and they need
and
to. Okay,
if they can't fix it, I can't deal with it.
And women just know, oh my gosh, this is the road we're on. This is the path, and it's lifelong.
Right.
How have you taken care of yourself through all this?
Great question.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, I came up with these 9 actions. I call them 9 actions to battle your beast. And my beast is a codependent enabler beast. Mm. And, of course, the enabling side of things, by the way, I like to say that when our children are born, they come with a cape. I call it the supermom cape. And I had a supermom cape, and I wasn't afraid to use it.
Mm.
You know, I had that thing wrapped around my neck, stuck in my underwear, you know, caught in drawers and doors. And it was frayed by the time I took it off.
I had that supermom cape on too. I really did. And I had the superwoman on. And honestly, this is a true story. One of my clients bought me this really pretty thing, said superwoman on it for my hair station. And I remember one day it was this huge realization, like, I can't do this anymore. And I threw it away, not as it was a gift, but I threw it away because I was like,
I'm done.
Yeah, I can't be that superwoman. Susan can relate to that, right? I mean, she's watching me. She's like, how many things can you possibly do? And now I kind of like to start to learn my limit.
I've always been in awe of the number of things you juggle, Kim. And I have seen you choose to play with a few fewer items these days.
I know.
You also seem calmer.
I am calmer.
I have a question. Hindsight is always 20/20, and looking back, are there any things, and obviously you are an amazing parent regardless of the outcome of your daughter, because you've stuck by her, and that in itself makes you an amazing person, because not everyone would be able to handle this ride. Tell our listeners a few of the things that you wish in hindsight you had known not to do when you find yourself in this situation with your child.
Well, I think probably I gave her the benefit of the doubt too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. There is no manual. The children don't come with a manual.
That is so true.
You know, when you're facing the your child's in self-destruction mode, just turn to page 537 and here you go. This is what you do. This parenting is difficult, and we all wear our supermom cape, and we all go through, tough love. People say, well, you got to have tough love with these kids. Tough love is not letting your child go to the movies on Friday night. When you pull out the safety net, knowing that if you pull out that safety net and allow your drug addicted child to fall, you know what that could mean. It could mean death. And that I call excruciatingly painful love. So this road that we walk with addiction with our children is not really like any other, because I've had people say to me, well, you can't, if you had a child that had cancer, you wouldn't just say, I'm going to stand up and take care of myself, take care of my own life. I'm going to, let them do their thing. I wouldn't do that. But this is a different disease. This is the only disease I know of that causes people to lie, cheat, steal.
To hurt all the people that are trying to help them.
Yeah, I would say so. Valerie, I want to stay on with you because this is so interesting. I want to ask you a question. Do you have other children?
I do. I have a son who's 2 years younger than my daughter.
Okay, we're going to talk about that because I think that is the hardest part of families is dealing with, here you've got this troubled daughter.
Well, the siblings become lost. They become the invisible child.
Exactly.
Because all the focus is on the addict.
Yeah, I totally agree. Valerie, will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Again, we're talking with Valerie Silvera. We're talking about her book, Still Standing After All the Tears. And God, I thank you so much for your honest journey of sharing this about your daughter. And I invite anybody that's listening right now that needs to talk with somebody or needs to share something that you're going through, we would love to get your phone call in here. Our phone number is 805-419-0008. I do want to give also something away. We love to do that here on the Kim Pagano Show, is really give back to our listeners. And we've got at the Elite Theater Company, I've got two tickets, a pair of tickets to The Lion in Winter. And that is by Tom Eubanks. And it's a modern day classic comedy, and I would love to do that. It's going to be playing from now to November 22nd. Another great theater right here in Ventura. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show every Saturday where we talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, you've tuned in right now to the brighter side of recovery. And really what that means is just, life happens to all of us. Divorce, illnesses, children, depression, suicide. I mean, you name it, life is happening. And as we get older, we kind of, you hear more and more and more. And it's just, we want to be there. We want to talk about it. A lot of places don't want to talk about it. And that's what we've discovered this show. And we're just trying to make a difference. We're trying to really put it on the table.
I know, Jennifer, you had some questions.
I did. I wanted to ask you, you said that your daughter is addicted to heroin right now. Yes. So how do you separate yourself from that when she's using, or?
Yes, absolutely, I do. What's interesting is that, and this is a hard place to get to, mind you, I say that I rode my roller coaster from hell for 13 years. And it wasn't until I just made a decision to stand up and fight and to get my life back, in spite of where she is in her journey, that my life really started to change. And here's the thing, my daughter knows a few things for sure. She knows that I love her as much today as I did the day she was born. And she knows that I believe in her. And that if she ever really decides to stand up and fight, I think she can beat her beast. She also knows that if she's going to lie to me, she's not allowed to speak with me.
So you've put up some great boundaries. Yeah.
Does your daughter have children?
No, thank God.
Thank God.
It's just so different. You know, when it's a child, I had a husband that was an addict. I work in the field, and it really is different. And you do reach an emotional bottom either way, but it's a little different because a husband or spouse, you can just say, I'm not going to have anything to do with this in my life. But when it's a child, it's like an eating disorder and addiction. You still have to eat. I mean, you still want to see your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to minimize marriage or anything, but you can just get a new husband. This is your child.
Absolutely. I mean, but that's realistic.
No, that is. Really is. Yeah. True. And we, as parents, our unconditional love for our children. They can't.
Right.
I mean, that thing of they can do no wrong, and
right.
Yet when everything goes wrong, how do you still continue to love that? I just wanted
ahead.
To ask
yeah.
about your son.
Right. But can I finish one thing I wanted to say?
Please.
That's what Jennifer's question was real quickly. As far as the drawing the line, I don't say, if you do this, I do this. I just tell her where I am. You're not allowed to speak with me. She's not allowed to bring danger into my life anymore. And here's what I tell her. When you choose life, I will stand with you. When you choose death, I will no longer watch you die or help you die.
Wow, what a profound
statement. So how often do you see her, or do you see
her?
Well,
and so that, again, rather than that being my choice, I'm not turning my back on her. I'm just saying this is the way it is. And then she has a choice. She can either fight or she can stay locked in the belly of her beast. And to answer your question, this has been a very difficult, I shouldn't say very difficult, because I live these 9 actions. It's not that difficult for me anymore, even though there's a permanent scar on my heart, of course.
Of course.
I haven't seen or spoken to my daughter since Christmas.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah,
how do you work with your son who's going through this too?
Really important question.
Yes, I have a lot of, that's where a lot of the guilt that we as parents have, because a lot of the guilt that we carry around really is unfounded. We didn't cause this addiction, but what we did is we allowed ourselves to focus solely on our addict. And so I used to say to my son, many times I would tell him, the story of the prodigal son in the Bible, and that story where there were two sons and
yes.
one squanders his inheritance and comes back, and the father welcomes him with open arms and the son never left. Says, seriously?
gotta be kidding me here. And so I was telling John, you know, hey, you know, remember that. This is, you understand that, you know, from a spiritual perspective. And I could see his head over there going, yeah, got it. Get it, Mom. Get the story. Understand it. But that didn't change how he was feeling.
No. And you know what? How old is your son now?
He's 27, 28.
How is he in his life?
He's good, but, you know, I mean, he's good. He doesn't have addiction problems or anything like that. But there have been certain struggles that he's had in his life that I'm convinced have everything to do with
it. Does he have some of the codependency traits?
No.
I could totally relate to your son. And what I would honestly say from my experience of having somebody in my life is you need to celebrate his accomplishments, because so many times we're overlooked, and you know, again,
it's expected.
It's not even recognized, because the more responsible that you are or he is the less responsible your daughter is, and so it doesn't really matter. And he needs some accomplishments in his life, some really just saying, I see that you're doing a great job and thank you so much for what you do, because so many times we concentrate on the problems.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I dedicated my book to my son. The truth of the matter is that I tell the story in my book that I'm laying down on the mat and my beast is on top of me with his claws around my throat, and I'm going down for the count. And I tell the story about as if there is a referee there, you know, doing the count, and he's counting to 10. And all the reasons why I wanted to get up and I tried, and I just didn't have this energy. And my beast is whispering in my ear, telling me I'm a terrible parent.
We are at the end of our show. I would love to have you back, because we didn't even touch on this. And this, I'm sure so many families need this right now. Again, I just want to let everybody know, because we're at the end of our show. Valerie Silvera and Still Standing After All the Tears. Where do we find your book?
On Amazon.
Great. Thank you so much. And we're definitely going to have you back. Thank you so much again. Of course, we need to end our show. And I want to remind everybody of our morning show, 6 to 8. Moment of happiness. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Keep up the fight. And thank you so much for being here on the Brighter Side of Recovery, the Kim Pagano Show.